Welcome to In Our Mom's Basement Video Game Podcast, where we talk about everything video games with your host, Dan Giofue and Rage Quit Pat.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 56 of In Our Mom's Basement Podcast. And of course, you could listen to this podcast on all your podcast platforms, Google, Spotify, iTunes. But just to get a quicker link, just go to innermomsbasement.com. It has all the links there, and you could listen to this podcast there. But of course, you could always listen to us live here on Twitch. I am Rage Quit Pat, and I'm, of course, joined by the man that really enjoys pizza more than anybody else, Dan the Pizza Man. What is going on?
Yo, yo, yo. Actually, I just had pizza for dinner.
Did you enjoy it?
I was all right. I'm trying new places out and see which one I like. It was decent.
That's good. That's good. I'm happy to hear Dan the Pizza Man. So we have a lot to talk about today. We have the games of August we're going to cover really quick. I'm going to give my spoiler-free review of The Last of Us because I know there are some people that have not finished the game, and I don't want to spoil it for them. I know some there's backlogs and stuff like that. Also, we are going to cover Ubisoft Forward and the Xbox Showcase as well. So we're going to be covering that. So let's kick it off with the games of August really quickly. Also, I just want to say, chat, I'm sorry if we do not respond to the hellos or the hays. We mostly just respond to chat if they make like points or they have any questions. So we will be responding to you guys via chat. But as far as verbally, we will be, you know, if you guys have any questions or make any points. So you know, let's cover the games of August really quickly here. Nothing that really catches anyone's excitement. If you are a UFC fan, there is UFC 4 that comes out August 14th. There is Madden 21, which is August 28th. And there is Wasteland 3, which is also August 28th. So nothing really... Dan, I pretty much named everything, and I know there's nothing that kind of catches your eye.
Yeah, no, nothing really happening in August. I mean, I'm not going to play any of these games anyway, so don't really care too much.
Well, the good news is you have EA Access, so you could play UFC 4. You get the 10 hours, and then the same thing with Madden.
I don't have EA Access. I canceled that shit a long time ago.
I have it. Well, doesn't it work?
I don't know. I never tried.
Oh, wow. Alrighty, well, Dan never tried. So really quickly, before we kind of jump into the conferences here, The Last of Us 2, I finished it. I finished it on stream. For those that have missed it, I will give a spoiler-free review. For those that are maybe looking to play it, those that have not finished it, you know, I wanted to give a spoiler-free review of The Last of Us 2. Where do I begin?
I don't know. Let's begin.
Huh?
You tell us where to begin.
Well, did you watch me finish on stream? I know you were there a couple times. Did you watch the ending or everything? I know you were there for a good amount of it.
No, I didn't actually watch the ending.
Okay. So if you're a fan of the first game, and I know this game is pretty much kind of split down the middle, you're going to meet people that like the game. You're also going to meet people that hate the game. I wouldn't say I hated it. I would say it is mediocre compared to the first game. As you know, the game begins, of course, it kind of picks up a couple years, rather several years after the first game. Obviously the shift is more focused on Ellie. I'm trying not to give away too many storyline, details away, but the game kind of, you know, begins, you go out, you meet some new characters, new character Dina. And you meet a couple other new characters there. Tommy has a little bit of a bigger role in this game. So go out, do your mission, and you meet the other new character, Abby, in her camp. You get introduced to her as she was introduced in one of the trailers. Well, without giving it away, the beginning of the game pissed me off. So there was that. And then as you kind of progress, you obviously pick up as Ellie. And I did like the gameplay in The Last of Us 2. As far as a gameplay standpoint, the gameplay was amazing. There was a sequence where you play as Ellie and Dina. And if you ever played Uncharted 4 or Lost Legacy, there's a sequence where it's kind of in a linear open world, and you could kind of go around and search buildings and stuff like that for secrets, some supplies, things like that. So that was really cool. I really did like that sequence as well. After that, as far as like Dina as a character, I didn't really care for her too much. She was just kind of like, this is Ellie's girlfriend, and that's really all she really had for her, in my opinion. I really could care less on who she was, and wasn't really any sort of like backstory or anything like that. Just kind of like, yep, this is Ellie's girlfriend, and cool, cool, cool. Okay. We press on a couple hours in. And again, the gameplay is great. I love the stealth sequences in the game. I love the kills. I love the brutality in the game. Game is really good. Graphically, the game looks fantastic. Probably definitely pushes the PS4 to its limits. Probably one of the most beautiful games I've ever seen on PS4. And then after that, you start to play as Abby. And I'm not going to say why, because again, this is spoiler free. You play as Abby in the middle of the game for about 8 hours. And I really did not care. I really did not care for this character. I did not care for the other characters that were around her. They were pointless in my opinion. I just really could not connect with them as I did in the first game, as I did with Ellie and Joel and the other characters you met along the way. I really just did not connect with her, did not care for her characters, her crew. So you play as her for about 8 hours. Now, I will say this, playing as Abby was definitely really good. Her weapons were good. Her kills were good. There was a lot of more brutality. I did like her gameplay. I just did not really like the character. And I'm not afraid to admit there was a couple times where I purposely died because I just did not care for that character at all. Then we get to the end game. And without spoiling anything, probably one of the worst endings in a video game that I ever played. And if I was going to compare it to an ending in a TV show, I would compare it to Dexter, how garbage the ending was. And probably Game of Thrones as well, or The Sopranos as well. That was also pretty garbage.
Relax, all right?
That ending wasn't good.
Relax. It was Sopranos' ending was not awful. It was a huge fucking cliffhanger. People were upset about it, but it wasn't awful.
Okay. So with you disagreeing with that, then to agree to disagree, I'll compare it to Dexter with that
Dexter
garbage
was trash.
Ending, and the Game of Thrones ending, which was also trash. So I'll compare it to that.
It sucks because Dexter was a fantastic fucking show, but yeah, the ending was trash.
As all in all as the game, I would say if you're looking to play the game, Last of Us 2, I would say do not listen to the critics, because the critics literally love the game. And then, of course, if you go on Metacritic, you see a lot of hate and a lot of the things like that. I would say this is a type of game that you should pick up yourself and kind of judge, you know, your way. There are games like that. Like, don't get me wrong. There's games that you know for a fact that are really good, and then there's games that you know that are just straight up trash. But I would say this game is something that I would not listen to the critics. I would kind of form your own opinion. And my opinion is, compared to the first game, I thought it was completely mediocre as far as the story went. I do not believe it deserves to be on the Game of Thrones. I don't think it deserves to be a game of the year. When we have our awards, it's certainly not going to be on our game of the year awards. I don't think, you know, I just don't think it's worth it, you know? But I give it a 6. You know, I want to start doing a little bit more reviews on the podcast. This one I kind of finished quickly, but you know, I give it a 6. I would say for me, the gameplay graphics were outstanding. The story just did not connect for me. And I'm happy that there probably won't be a third game.
All right, man. That was a very nice non-spoiler review from Rage Quit Pet.
Yeah, I want to kind of get more reviews on the podcast. You know, I know that it's tough. There's so many games that come out, and they're all relatively long. But this one I finished rather quickly.
Why don't you start a video segment of the real reviews by Rage Quit?
Yeah, you could catch it at twitch.tv/innermomsbasement when I'm playing the game. I do reviews while I'm playing it. So, but yeah, no, I this one I finished rather quickly, and I thought it's still a relatively fresh new title. So I just wanted to, you know, I know there's some people out there that love the first game, maybe looking to try the second game or kind of in the middle of playing it. So, you know, but yep, that's the spoiler-free review. But let's kind of jump into the conferences now that we had over the past couple weeks. Let's jump to, obviously, let's go to Ubisoft first.
Ubi
Forward. I actually thought it was a decent conference.
Valhalla, such a great gameplay.
I liked what I saw. We got Watch Dogs. We got Assassin's Creed. What else did we get? What am I missing? Oh, we got like Rainbow Six Siege again. Thank the fans for the millionth time. We got Far Cry, which was leaked. But let's start with Watch Dogs. What do you think about Watch Dogs?
Watch Dogs is a great series. No, I had fun. One or two fun games. And this one seems to be a little bit different, a little bit more added to it. And, you know, with the whole character abilities, the unique things about the characters being able to pick up all different people that you see throughout the world. That's awesome, dude. It's like this is a whole new kind of Watch Dogs gameplay going on. And I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, Watch Dogs looks really good. I like how you could recruit whatever character that you kind of see in the street, and they all have different abilities, which is cool. I like that John Wick segment. That John Wick segment was really cool. There was a couple other segments that were good. I like how you could also infiltrate the facility for somebody who works for that company. I forget what the company is. The enemy in Watch Dogs, you kind of infiltrate it. Stealth, guns blazing, stealth. You know, it's really good. The only thing that worries me about it is they mentioned that each character has their own side missions to recruit them. My only hopefulness is that it doesn't get repetitive. You know what I mean? Like a lot of these games, when they do things like that, they kind of fall into that trap where missions kind of get very repetitive. We've seen it with Mafia 3, though I loved Mafia 3.
Mafia was so
good. Issue is, was that it was just very repetitive.
No, yeah. I mean, a lot of those kind of games are very repetitive. And I mean, it sucks, but I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's still a good game, but I would like a little less repetitive from games. You know, like you know, the Division games feel a little repetitive as well.
Yeah, I mean, they do in a sense. They definitely do in a sense, but I just feel you know, kind of doing the same recruitment mission over and over and over. Maybe like it hopefully doesn't feel like a lot of fetch questing and things like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, Ubisoft's like quite a few decent games coming out of there. You know, I know you were a big Brawlhalla fan, so you were excited for that.
So, this is my thing with Assassin's Creed, and I kind of sat down, and I thought about it a little bit more. I talked to like friends. There's two issues I have with Assassin's Creed Valhalla right now. It comes out the same week as Cyberpunk, so automatically Cyberpunk is taking, right, first come, I'm playing Cyberpunk. I could wait on Valhalla.
Cyberpunk's getting delayed again.
Huh?
It's going to get delayed again.
I don't think so. I think it'll be around. My only other issue with Assassin's Creed Valhalla is just that, though I love the Assassin's Creed series, truthfully, this isn't an Assassin's Creed game anymore. We've kind of moved on from, you know, the assassins and things like that. This is more of just like, you know, we're playing as Vikings and, you know, it happens. They're just calling it Assassin's Creed. Am I excited for it? Hell yes, I am. I mean, I think a lot of people have asked for Vikings for a very, very long time in the series. So we're finally getting Vikings, Bill. I just think that the franchise has definitely moved on. It's more of an open world RPG as most games are nowadays. I mean, you know, we're going to talk about it soon with Halo, but a lot of games have kind of moved on to some type of open world one way or another. I just think the Assassin's Creed map is really huge. I mean, Origins, I did not really like the setting that much. Odyssey wasn't bad, but the map is just gigantic. But I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not going to play it. I definitely am going to play it. But the last Assassin's Creed game I played that felt like an Assassin's Creed game was Syndicate.
I actually never played any of them. I mean, I played a little snippets, but I never got into them until, you know, Odyssey. Odyssey was good. I liked Odyssey. But other than that, I really haven't played much Assassin's Creed. And Valhalla looks fucking amazing, so I'm going to be on that shit like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the newer Assassin's Creed games are definitely kind of geared towards a different audience, right? Like the older Assassin's Creed games, the beginning was kind of more stealth. You know, most of the missions were kind of more stealth-based. And then they kind of went the Splinter Cell route where you didn't necessarily have to be stealth. You could kind of, you know, jump in and, you know, kind of do whatever you want. If you want to go in and combat, you can. You want to go in stealth, you can. Now it's kind of moved on to more RPG, open world kind of base. So it's definitely kind of geared towards more of a broader audience. But again, I think the setting is fantastic. I'm excited to play as a Viking. I mean, who the hell isn't? I know you're a big fan of that show Vikings, so I'm sure this kind of gets your appetite.
Yeah, man, it does. Reminds me a lot of the show, too. I mean, some of the characters are the same names as some of the Vikings. And some of those, that show for Vikings is based on, you know, it has real characters from the real world. I mean, the town isn't real, but I mean, I'm super excited because it reminds me a lot of how the show is and some of the gameplay you could do is very similar to it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good, but like I said, my only issue, one of the issues is Cyberpunk is getting the... I'm playing Cyberpunk first. You know, that game's been pushed back a lot.
I'm ready for Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk is number one on the list, no matter what.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, we've been waiting for that game for a long time, ever since it's been announced. So that one definitely is getting the first serve. I mean, definitely I'm getting Watch Dogs as well, even though it does come out a couple of weeks before both Assassin's Creed and Cyberpunk, but definitely gonna pick up Watch Dogs as well.
Yeah, I mean, you pick it up, I pick it up. So
absolutely. But also about you, also you before, they also thanked Rainbow Six Siege players for the millionth time, and I also, you know, I thank them. I say thank you for continuously updating the game and everything like that as well.
Yeah, some good updates, some shitty updates, but overall, it's still a great game.
Yep, I was playing it the other night. Won two games, lost two, so there wasn't that much raging. And then, what else did they have for you before? They showed a couple other things.
Yeah, they showed, you know, the new Division stuff and a new Breakpoint stuff. You know, Hyperscape, Far Cry. Just Dance. Oh, yeah.
So speaking of which, of Breakpoint, I spoke to somebody. I was like, you know, I actually want to try out Breakpoint with the AI characters, see how it was, and they told me it's still garbage. So I will keep it uninstalled. Never mind.
I still got it installed. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you know, I want to install Breakpoint again and see how it is with the AI characters. And he was like, it's still garbage. So I'm
the
like,
only
okay.
Critic I trust is myself.
Yeah, I completely dislike the game, so I just, that's why I'm was very hesitant.
Fair enough.
All right, so also let's talk about Far Cry. Isn't one of the characters in a TV show
Breaking Bad, baby?
Breaking Bad, yeah. So tell us about that. Is it the actor or the character?
No, the actor.
Okay.
Unless his name's Gustavo or. Nah, yeah, it's just the character.
What are you looking forward in Far Cry 6? Far Cry 5 I thought was pretty good. The ending kind of stunk, but I mean, obviously everyone, I mean, I, you know, I've talked to a good couple of people. I know people are still kind of, even including me, are kind of still waiting for that Far Cry game that is either better than 3 or on par with 3. I thought 5 was good, but I still think 3 is still my favorite one out of all the Far Cries.
Like, once again, bro, I didn't play 1 to 3. I started on 4, I believe, and I've been playing it since then. But, I mean, it's only been, 4 or 5, and now we're on 6, so not really too long on Far Cry. I mean, I really liked 4. I did play 5. I didn't beat 5, but you know, 4-4 is probably the better one.
So I didn't like 4 too much. I thought 4 was trying too hard to be too much like 3, which was kind of a disappointment. I didn't try really any of the add-on ones like Primal or the new one, the one that came out recently, Dawn or something like that. I forget what the hell that one was called, but I heard that one was complete garbage, so I really didn't get that one. But I enjoyed Far Cry 5. I enjoyed it. I liked the villains. I just thought the ending kind of sucked. And here we go. You know, we're talking about it again, another video game ending that stunk. I thought the endings kind of stunk.
Yeah, you know, a fun fact about this guy in Far Cry, he actually plays Lex Luthor and Harley Quinn.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. That's a good show. I recommend if no one's ever checked that out to watch the Harley Quinn show on DC app. It's really good.
Such a good show.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
But Ubisoft, after the conference, they didn't show any gameplay for Far Cry 5, by the way. They just kind of showed the trailer, which the trailer looked good. They said that they were going to have a UB Forward Part 2. So, obviously, I was really disappointed there was no Just Dance at that conference. I know you were as well, because Dan has been trying to stream the new Just Dance for a while, so he's pretty much waiting for it to come out.
I heard you and Miss Ragequit were going to be doing dance off. So
no, the only way we'll stream Just Dance is if we get 1,000 subs. So how's that? So God, if man. We get 1,000 subs, we'll stream Just Dance. How's that for a goal?
All right, you got to be dressed up as a banana, though.
All right, that's fine. Listen, that's a good goal. 1,000 subs for Just Dance, and I'll dress up as a banana. That's completely fine. And you have to wear your pizza costume.
God damn it.
All right. For 1,000 subs. Yeah, that's the goal.
I could be done.
But I'm guessing maybe they'll show, and the rumor is it was September. I actually have it right here. Just bear with me one second.
February 21st. Oh, you're talking about the Ubisoft Forward. Okay.
Yeah. Scheduled for September, so it's not too far away. Only about a little over a month away for the next UB Forward. So not too bad, but I'm expecting probably Rainbow Six Quarantine, Gods and Monsters. Maybe we'll hear something on Skull and Bones. I mean, or is that game dead? Like,
no, I thought the game was coming back, so I'm kind of curious to see, because I think like right after the Ubisoft Forward, they said that, you know, Skull and Bones isn't done. I thought, I could have sworn I read an article on that.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe at the next one we'll talk about more. Also, really quick, guys, I want to do a plug here a little bit. If you guys want to get these amazing shirts, of course, our highest selling shirt is this one here, the Inner Mom's Basement, the Horror Month t-shirt. Go to innermountsbasement.com. Of course, you could also get our regular logo tee that Dan is wearing at innermountsbasement.com. But
not this one. This is an exclusive.
Yeah, that's an exclusive one, but it has our logo on it. Next month, we're doing a Star Wars month. There's a Star Wars shirt on there. And of course, join us in October, where we will be doing Horror Month for our third year, all month long. So we're very excited about that as well. But sorry, just had to plug that in there.
All right, great. And I guess we'll throw in, we got some new shirts coming in. We're also going to be doing a shirt sale soon.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're working on some new shirts right now. And then, yes, Dan, as Dan said, we'll be doing a shirt sale soon as well. But let's give our grade for UB Forward. Dan?
All right. I mean, they showed some improvements for Division 2, which is, I mean, it's a plus. I mean, I didn't want to jump back into Division. I did like the breakpoints improvement. Watchdog looked good. Far Cry looked good. Valhalla is my number one out of the whole conference. I want to give it about a 7.5.
Letter, Papa Shango.
Oh, we're doing letters now?
Yeah, well, with the conferences, we've always done letters.
Oh, shit, man. What's a 7.5? Was it like a C+?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Or maybe a D-. No, I guess C+.
B-. Oh my god!
I meant to say B-, but
we watched the freaking. This isn't the EA conference, which we gave a. I gave an F.
I don't know how to grade a 7.5 to a letter.
A C+ sounds about right. That sounds about good as far as like a 7.5.
No, you know, C-, done.
C-. All right. Yeah. Wow. Jesus. I give it a solid B. I actually did really enjoy the conference. I, you know, got what we wanted. We got Watch Dogs gameplay. We got Assassin's Creed gameplay. And even though it was leaked, Far Cry 6. So I give it a solid B. I actually really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the gameplay. We got a good amount of gameplay.
That's fair.
And all right, guys, before we jump into our next conference, we will be right back with a short break. So now we're on to our last conference.
Oh, the main event.
And it happened earlier today, and wow. I mean, you talk about kicking it off with the big guns, and I'm not trying to sound like a fanboy, but Microsoft really delivered today. The Xbox showcase, obviously their first conference was so-so with their third-party titles, but their first-party games, wow. I mean, and the most exciting thing I will say before anything is that all of them are on Game Pass.
I know, dude. I was so impressed with that. I'm so happy about that. What a great move.
Yeah, that in itself is insane. And if Game Pass is not, if you don't have Game Pass right now, you know, what are you doing? Game Pass has pretty much shown why it's so valuable now, because literally every Xbox launch title is on Xbox Game Pass, including the one we're looking at right now, Halo Infinite. How amped up were we for Halo Infinite?
Dude, this game looks so good, man. Graphic-wise, gameplay, they kept that gameplay so original to the game, but they also made it look so good. Added a little bit more features, like the grapple, dude. The whole open world map. Oh, such a fucking beautiful masterpiece.
Yeah, I like it. And then even, like, the game looks, like, so smooth compared to the other game. Like not to say Halo wasn't smooth, but did you see how smooth it was with the gunplay and the grapple hook and everything like that?
Look, it looks the power of an SSD, really, man. Yeah, it looks really nice, man. I'm looking forward to it, and it's going to be a launch title, so it's even better picking it up, playing it day one.
And the good thing is, so they didn't really say they just kind of showed the gameplay. They didn't really say anything too much about the story in the Xbox showcase, but here is kind of the breakdown. It takes place long after Halo 5. Obviously, for those that have not finished Halo 5, here's a spoiler alert. Rampant, Cortana, nowhere in sight. The player pieces together what happened to start, learn as you go, wraps up the Forerunner saga. That's from Halo 4 and 5. And then that, of course, that war chief from the Banished. I mean, if you're not a Halo fan, that doesn't get you amped up to defeat him, I don't know what does. I mean, that was hype.
Dude, such big hype, man. Dude, just even like going up that escalator in a show, just looking out the overpass, you know, the view. Oh, dude, it looks so good, dude. The graphics on this console are just out of this world.
Yeah, and I mean, again, I'm really excited to play Halo, and I do like the addition of that little open world map that they're including. That, you know, we could kind of, and I, you know, as I said before, a lot of games are implementing this. You know, it might not be a huge open world, but it's open world, and Xbox did this with Gears of War and Gears 5. There was like a little bit of a open world you could search and do things, and I'm assuming pretty much it's going to be kind of the same thing with Halo 5. So I mean, Halo.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious, because right here when I open up the map, it says upgrades. What can we upgrade?
I would, you know, obviously first thought that comes to mind is this, the armor. Definitely, that's definitely my first thought, is probably the armor. I would say armor upgrades. It would be kind of weird if there's weapon upgrades, because, you know, as I've always played Halo, as they showed in the gameplay, you just kind of pick up the guns. I pick up whatever gun I could find. Of course, the Needler is my favorite gun in Halo.
Fucking Needler. Yeah.
I love that gun. I love when you shoot it, and like when they're about to blow up, they're like, no! And then they
just run around. No!
Yeah, they just run around. They're like, no! And then they blow up. Like the same thing with the sticky grenades. They're just like, oh! And they blow up.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. I mean, we got, you know, the last 2 years we didn't really see too much on it, and then I mean, this is a year, and they showed it really well, and I think it's one of the perfect title launches.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely a console seller, as it was when the original Xbox came out. And then, you know, as you mentioned before, that grapple hook is going to implement a lot of different gameplay elements, so I am excited for the grapple hook as well.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm just curious on how Dude, multiplayer is going to look insane with that grapple hook.
Yeah, I'm sure as time goes on, we'll definitely see probably some multiplayer gameplay, but I was very happy that they kicked off this conference with a bang and showed us Halo Infinite, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, man, great start.
Anything else? So now we got to go down the game list here. Rare showed off Ever Wilds, which I kind of fell asleep. Crossfire showed their single player, which actually looks pretty good. That does look pretty interesting. That Crossfire single player. Anything else kind of catch your eye?
Yeah.
The ending. We'll talk about the ending.
Yeah, you know, State of Decay.
Yes, that was right. The next one was State of Decay 3, which I was, you know, you and I were kind of pleasantly surprised because it kind of felt that State of Decay 2, it hasn't been that old, but I think actually it came out in 2016, same year as Sea of Thieves.
I thought that was a really quick release, but I know it kind of makes sense, man. I want to kick off, you know, next gen with good games, and you know, State of Decay is also one of those games people love. You know, State of Decay 2 is very rocky, you know, very glitchy. So hopefully they learn from that, and you know, it's going to be better. But so far from what we saw, it looks good.
And now we got zombie animals, which seemed to be the tease in this game here. We have, obviously, there was no zombie animals to my knowledge in the first two games, but now we have zombie animals. So what do you think about that? New enemies to deal with there. And also, I like the setting here. It looks like now we'll have a winter-type setting with snow and things like that. I really like that because...
I'm kind of like hoping that it's like a dynamic weather change. Like it's going to change the weather every few, you know, days or months or however it is like that. That would be a really nice add-on.
I definitely agree with you on that one. I would like to see a dynamic weather as well. That would be really cool. I mean, definitely next generation type. Or maybe the world is like kind of like Red Dead Redemption or like other games where if you go higher into like the mountain areas, it's maybe it'll be a little bit colder. Down a little bit more, it's a little bit, you know, warmer, but I really like the CG trailer they showed there.
Yeah, so
like that freaking zombie like deer, some freaking whatever the hell come, like that's interesting. So
yeah, another game that caught my eye during this whole thing was Medium.
Yes, that game looks insane.
Yeah, dude, looks so good, man. I'm really excited for that.
That game looks absolutely very interesting with the alternate universes at the same time. And, you know, survival horror, it definitely looks like a survival horror game. So I'm definitely all in on Medium, which looks really good.
Yeah, you know, they haven't really, surprisingly, have been said too much about it. Like, you know, if it's going to be a single player or is it going to be a co-op type of deal? I mean, it kind of looks co-op, but it also kind of looks single player. But other than that, dude, graphic-wise, the visuals, colors, lighting, sounds, dude, it looks
real good. The sound is very, like, grim. Like, you could see, like, the setting is very grim, very dark. And then when you go in that other universe, it's, like, kind of hellish. Kind of looks like you're in hell, almost.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, those... Man, that other, like, dimension type of deal, it looks fucking fabulous.
Yep, definitely something I'm looking forward to as well. And I wonder, they didn't really show too much gameplay as far as combat. So I wonder how the combat is going to be like. You know, is it kind of like a like third person? Definitely seems like a third person combat. But I want to see, like, is it more like melee weapons? Are we going to have guns? Or is it like more power based? Kind of interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, I could kind of sense like a Evil Within type of you know,
that's
system.
A good comparison.
But it looks good, man. I'm excited for it, and like I actually can't wait. I hope it's a co-op. That'll be so cool.
Yeah, that'll be pretty sick if it's a co-op. There was another, of course, Obsidian, of course, announced some DLC for Outer Worlds, which. Hell yeah, can't wait to dive back into that game. And they also announced a new IP that they're working on, kind of like a medieval-type RPG. What was it called?
It's Avowed.
Avowed, there we go, yes. That one Of course, obviously, kind of looks like very Elder Scrolls-ish, but definitely excited for what Obsidian has to offer. And then, of course, there's a game that you'll play, Dan. You know, it's the kind of like the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids type game.
Oh, Grounded.
Yeah, Grounded. So, and it's on Xbox Preview, so that's something that maybe you'll give a try.
Man, you know what, dude? I had the opportunity to play the beta, but I don't think I actually did it because I didn't know anything about it. And it kind of looked weird, like my little kid walking around. I didn't know if it was kind of a survival game. I mean, I think I would probably try it if I knew then what it was.
Yeah, so, I mean, three games from Obsidian. So...
You know, another game I was excited for. I really liked the trailer of it. Was, you know, the Warhammer game?
Yes, that did look good. Warhammer,
yeah, Darktide. I haven't played a Warhammer game
in years, and that game that looked really good. All those freaking monsters that popped up on screen.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be able to tell what it was at first. I mean, it looks good, dude.
Yeah, a lot of trailers kind of came off like, "What is this? What is that?" And of course, if you're an Ori fan, they're updating Ori as well for the Xbox Series X as well. So if you're like one of those games, then yep, there you go. You have one thing I did take out of this conference is that it looks like maybe Microsoft didn't actually buy WB Games. Of course, that was the rumor going into the conference that Microsoft purchased WB Games. They had a sale going on for them, so that was the rumor, but
you know what,
nothing.
It could still be true. It could still be under wraps for a little bit longer. They did say they're going to be doing another event, so mm-hmm. I mean, it's not too late. You know, also the other rumor was the free gold. We didn't see that yet.
Yeah,
but
we didn't see that either, but they did push Game Pass Ultimate very heavy, especially with Destiny 2, and of course, if you're a Destiny fan, Game Pass has Destiny 2, not only Destiny 2, it has all the DLC, and then they showed that also there were some other perks for getting Game Pass Ultimate for Destiny 2, and then they also announced that their new DLC for Destiny 2 will be on Game Pass. So, obviously, we know how huge the Destiny community is, and just wow, like that's big.
Yeah, dude, I know Argonaut was super excited about that. I mean, hey, that's cool. I mean, I haven't really played too much of this Destiny, and this could give me a reason. You know, I heard, you know, right now there's cross save enabled into it, which is really cool. And, you know, cross play is coming next year for it, so it's even mm-hmm. better. So, I mean, you know, Destiny is making moves, and they had a 10-year plan in there. They're still going strong with it. So, yeah. kudos to them.
Yeah, they're going 100% 10 years strong. And Destiny 2 is, I mean, it's big. I mean, it's definitely big time. So, and that's huge to see Bungie. And it's great to see Bungie and Microsoft working together again.
Yeah, and I know another game people were excited to see was Hellblade 2.
Yep.
And a trailer they showed yesterday during the Game Awards pre-show. So good, dude. That's such a good trailer they showed. And I never played Hellblade 1, and this makes me want to try the game out because it looks fantastic.
Yeah. Hellblade's definitely still ways away, but it definitely looks really good. But it definitely still is ways away, I think. They confirmed like the setting. It's in Iceland, so that setting was confirmed, but it's still definitely ways away.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I haven't really looked to. I never really played Hellblade, so I really don't know too much about it. But I'm excited to see where it goes.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that was it.
And then they kind of had that that Life is Strange type of game that they showed that looked pretty good. And of all, also they also, if you're a Forza Motorsport fan, they showed. They showed, of course, Forza Motorsport, how that's going to look. And this is the year for Motorsport. And you got to think next year, you'll probably see
Horizon,
Tetris Effect, which was very interesting. Balan Wonderworld. That was a Square Enix game. I know Dan was like really souped for that one.
Oh, I don't even remember it.
Yes, this is the game I was talking about. This one is kind of like, oh yes, no wonder why. It's the same, the developer of Life is Strange, which I am going to play Life is Strange 2. I should play it. It's on Game Pass. I played the first one. I should play the second game. Tell me why. So that's the same developer from Life is Strange, and it begins on August 27th. Also, I don't want to leave this one out because it's a big title. Psychonauts 2. I know a lot of fans have been waiting for the sequel for a very long time, and they're finally getting it. Psychonauts 2 is coming 2021 as well, and it's a very underrated platformer. I recommend it for anyone that's never played it. Very good game. And I believe it's on Xbox. I think it's on Game Pass, I think. Or it's backwards compatible.
Well, I know it's going to be optimized for Series X, but I'm not sure if it's on Game Pass or not.
So here's some more information on one game we kind of were scratching our heads for, which I never heard there was a first one. Maybe it was on PC. That's probably why.
Oh, Stalker.
Stalker. Yeah, Stalker 2. So it's a first-person shooter and it's a survival horror game. So maybe that's why we kind of really didn't know about it. It must have been bigger on a PC because I've definitely never heard it on consoles.
I've seen it before somewhere. I know I've seen it before. And I heard the name, but I never looked into it.
Also, there's The Gunk, which is a an adventure game. So, like, kind of in the mid. This is when kind of the conference kind of went into the middle, and we were just kind of like, eh, like whatever. Because then it showed like Phantasy Star Online. I know it's a big franchise, but as far as like my interest goes, I really didn't kind of really care for it. Then they kind of showed off Sable. No idea. But obviously, let's get to the final thing of the conference. Fable finally confirmed.
Oh man, dude. I said it over. I said it for like the last 3 years. I want a Fable. I want a Fable. I want a Fable. I don't know. Every year it's disappointed, but this year was finally the fucking year.
Finally got it. And we knew they'd been working on it. We knew they'd been working on a new Fable game, but the best thing about it, this to me, is that it's a reboot. It seems like definitely a full-on reboot. Peter Molyneux has nothing to do with it, thank God, because he flat out sucks with his lies and his crap that he says. So definitely really excited for it's definitely a reboot. There's no doubt about it. It's just called Fable. It's not called Fable 4. So really excited to finally dive back into the Fable universe. I probably will say 2021, just by kind of judging, where they're at.
Oh, all right, man. I was thinking 2022.
That's possible too. 2021, 2022. I would say holiday 2021, but
Because I was thinking more
yeah.
like, Halo took 2 years. I showed it off at this is a third technically E3 quote because it's not technically E3, but this will be the third E3 they showed it at. So I'm thinking maybe the same route for Fable type of deal.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm excited. I mean, the last Fable game we could have gotten, which thank God we did not get, was Fable Legends.
Trash.
Thank God we did not get that game.
Yeah,
I
that was an awful guy. I did not have fun playing that game.
thank the Lord we did not play that game. And then, obviously, Fable 3 to me was disappointing compared to Fable 2. Fable 2 is my favorite. And we actually, on our Twitter, we actually had a couple people commenting saying, definitely how excited they are for Fable and which ones were their favorites and stuff like that. But definitely favorite Fable 2. But I'm really excited for this new, for the new series. And I really hope they definitely have fixed it. And I just wonder how big the world is going to be.
Yeah, oh man, dude, I'm so excited, dude. I just want to play it right now, dude. I need the game right now. Oh, but we still didn't get a pre-order date. We still didn't get a price. So we're thinking
No.
maybe August we're gonna get something. At least
Yeah,
we're hoping for.
I would say definitely soon with these new consoles, PS5, Xbox, hopefully in August, we'll definitely get some type of idea when these game when these also when these consoles are coming out and what the price point's going to be. There's just too many rumors floating around. Let's just get to the bottom of it
Feel
already,
like
but
I feel like Xbox is waiting for Sony to say, and Sony's waiting for Xbox to say, and I'm just like fucking
yeah.
stalemate right there.
That could be possible. What's your final grade on the Xbox conference?
Look, man, I came in here and I said Fable's announced, would automatically be a win. So I'm going to just straight up say biased. I don't give a fuck if people call it biased, but it's an A for me.
I'll give it an A minus. Definitely just the middle portion of the conference with games I kind of really just were like, eh, whatever. But definitely out of all the conferences, I think Microsoft wins. And, you know, hopefully that doesn't cue the fanboys. But I gave Sony a good grade. I gave it a B plus.
But, you know, the thing is, you know, Xbox hasn't really had a good conference the last few years.
No, it hasn't.
They stepped it up tremendously this year.
Yeah. And I just wonder if this goes to show that maybe you don't need conferences anymore. You know, do we really need to have a big stage? Because like you just said, Xbox's conferences have not been that great at E3, and they come out here with their showcase, and you know, they definitely did much better showing off their first party games than they did their third party games, because their third party conference was kind of, there was maybe like one or two games I cared about. All the other games were just kind of like, here's this game, but we know nothing about it. But I give it an A minus. I love the conference. I thought it, you know, got exactly what we wanted. Halo gameplay, a couple surprises, and Fable. I mean, definitely.
And you know what? We're gonna let you guys tell us your votes as well. Stop by our Twitter. I owe MB5, and we're gonna have a poll up. Tell us what the grade is. What you guys think? Let us know what was your favorite part on Twitter, you know, and let's chat it up. Let's debate it.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's definitely going to be where we kind of get ready to close out here. Episode 56. We're closing in on 60.
Yeah, and it's closer to 100 episodes, which we got to do something big for, but we got some time.
Yeah, we got some time. We got some time for episode 100. We still have a little bit of way for that. I think our anniversary is coming up soon as well. Our 3-year podcast anniversary.
Yeah, it's been on an off bumpy road, but now that we're finally going hard at it, yeah.
Yep. So our next episode is actually going to be episode 57. That's going to be our 3-year podcast anniversary. We started in 2017, and we've been kind of chucking along here. So, yep, that'll be our next episode. Our 3-year anniversary. Maybe we'll have a giveaway. Who knows? Maybe we'll figure it out.
Yeah, maybe, you know, one of the cool new shirts. I don't know. We'll decide.
We'll decide. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And of course, you could listen to this podcast. We on all podcast platforms, but definitely go to innermomsbasement.com, and it will have all of our episodes. Plus, you could listen to it on iTunes or Google, however you would like to listen to it, when you go on our website. And everyone, again, take care. I'm Reach Quip Hat.
Dan, the Pizza Man here.
All right, guys. Take care.
Have a wonderful night.
You've just listened to the In Our Mom's Basement, a video game podcast with your hosts, Dan Geoffway and Rage Quit Pat. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play. See you in the next episode.